Habba the Gaga Handbook. Looking now at Chapter 47, entitled Habba the Gaggery with a Foreign Exchange Student. Really some of the best you're ever going to run across. The less English they speak, the better. Especially the more underdeveloped the country, the more likely you will be achieving glorious Shangri-La. They say, well, how are they going to send me a single guy, a female exchange student? Easy. When you apply, whatever your name is, just put Reverend in front of it. Or Pastor. Or Rabbi. And explain as you write the letter that you're looking for a nubile 17 or 18-year-old exchange student. Because you have a lot of young girls in your congregation that would enjoy meeting another young girl of similar age from another country. And sure enough, after the paperwork rolls one day, ding dong, there's little Juanita. Yeah, I sent away for, well, since I speak Spanish, I sent away for Spanish. When preface, she spoke no English. It was perfect, perfect, perfect. Couldn't ask for explanations of anything from anyone but me. I explained to her as she looked around at the opulence of the Greece Palace. I mean, there she was, downtrodden from deep in the bowels of South America. For recreation, she'd grind corn in a big spinning wheel. Dirt floors. Just imagine when I picked her up at the airport in that sleek, long, luxury, gas-guzzling car. She played with the air-conditioning ducts, not sure what it was. I said, air-conditioning. Aire fría, sí, sí, qué bueno, sí. I'll give you qué bueno. We got back to the palace. She stared at the opulence of the Greece Palace. She felt reasonably at home in the kitchen, being trained at birth. So I watched her as she looked at all the modern conveniences and I explained what each one did. She cooked a glorious meal. That's when I made my move. I explained that it's customary in America, after dinner, that one enjoys a little gobbledygee with the host. By this time, I had captivated the young lass. And she was more than willing. And so as I leaned back and lit a Camel, and enjoyed her great demonstration of gratitude, I smiled, thinking it's going to be a glorious summer. And so, little Juanita and I had a delightful relationship, of which she was an active participant. The great thing about exchange students is, you know, you send them back, too. So if there's any last-minute complications, you know, it's kind of hard for them to subpoena you to Guadalupe. You know what I'm saying? Of course, she did embarrass me. She got so used to our after-dinner custom that one day she embarrassed the hell out of me with the counterman at the carryout.
Grease, grease, digging the grease. DC 101. Oh.